Blog Talk Radio. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North, and I'm back.
Yay! And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight?
I am doing great. It was a really ambitious trip to West Palm Beach. Saw friends and family. It was wonderful. And drive back had its challenges, but other than that, my new used car, which is much newer than my old car, she performed miraculously to all of them.
Wow, yay. That's such a cool thing.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure how she was going to be in the rain, and I was worried about the wind, because she's a very light car. She's 200 pounds lighter than my last small car. So when you get to the crosswind, oh boy. Crosswinds ahead. I'm like, okay, pull to the inside lane and get right beside a tractor trailer and make sure you don't blow off the mountain. So I made that happen.
There you go. You drive a little car.
And how about you? I heard you're back in West Palm Beach now, and I missed you. I was so sorry to miss you, but I'm so glad you got back safe and sound.
Our paths cross in some other state.
Exactly. Well, that's okay. We'll meet up again. Spring is coming soon.
We will.
We're getting cold here already. We're going down to 39 on Halloween here in Roanoke, Virginia. Really?
Oof. Little cold.
Time to pull up the sweater.
They were laughing
at me
because we had a small cold front come in Ohio the day before I left. And everybody's laughing because I said, I'm leaving on this day. And they go, oh, yeah, yeah, the first little bit of cold up here and you leave. And I'm like, yeah. Yeah.
It's funny.
I love my warm weather.
That's great.
And I come down here and it's beautiful down here. Since I've been home, we've had such gorgeous weather down here. This is why we live in Florida, is this beautiful weather we're having right now.
Well, when I was down there, to me, it was hot. And I like my coolness.
Well, apparently, we had a cold front come down here right before I got here. So.
Ah, the plot thickens. See, you were born and raised in California, and I was born and raised in Massachusetts. So you love Florida. I like Roanoke because I'm a halfback, and I get a little bit of both worlds, and I'm fine with that.
I do love Florida. Beautiful place.
Have a good time on the show last week with your friend Ariel?
Well, there was a miscommunication, and Ariel was not available at that time. And I hope everybody enjoyed the show. I hope I didn't make too much of an ass of myself.
Oh, come on now. Give yourself more credit than that. Well, did you talk about the new moon that we just had on the 19th?
Oh, I barely mentioned it. I talked more about the transitioning into Scorpio. Is more of what I talked about in the astral.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a big event. It only happens every 12 years for those of you that are listening. And what's happening today was Mars went into Libra. So there's a lot of planetary shifts going on right now. And so it's very good to use logic and that deep instinctive intuition for the next 6 to 7 weeks, with Mars doing its tour through here. And then it's going to go into Scorpio also. So we're going to have a Scorpio parade going on in November, which is going to be amazing. And many of you that call in, you have your own spiritual gifts, and it's a really great time to be your best resource. Wouldn't you think so, Jacqueline?
Absolutely. It's a great time to really follow that inner voice, that inner what's truly inside of you that says, this is who I am, and this is what I am, and this is what I desire. It's a great time to really shift what you need to shift in your life, whether it's getting rid of something or gaining something, depending on the timing of that. Because here again, this Scorpion energy really gives everybody a little bit more open of a veil to the cosmos, the universe, their own intuition. And it really gives more of that power to be able to transform and change what we want in our life and what we don't want in our life. And I like that a lot of this time with the Scorpion energy, Mars is going to be in Libra trying to rebalance things and give you that peaceful balance that you're looking for as you're transforming and changing.
Absolutely. Now, on the new moon chart, we have both the sun and moon kissing at 26 degrees of Libra in exact opposition to retrograde Uranus and Aries. And what this means in layman's terms is that Uranus is the freedom seeker, the I am. Let's go forward. Let's take a quantum leap. And because it's still retrograde on this particular lunation, that Libra, sun, and moon are saying, okay, let's do that, but let's do it with a balanced view. And Uranus does not move forward in the heavens until the 2nd of January of 2018. So when a planet is retrograde, it means the energy is incubating. So get together your I am, do your journaling, look at your schedule, look at your promotion, look at what you handle on a day-to-day basis, and know that in January, you are going to seek a greater amount of freedom, even though you honor your responsibilities. It's going to be an amazing time in the new year. But this is kind of setting us up for that. And I totally agree with Jacqueline about, you know, when Jupiter goes into Scorpio, it's only there every 12 years. And so when it goes in there, you need to follow your deepest desires. Say, for instance, you're working a job, it's okay, you're making the money and all this stuff, but part of you says, oh, you know, I really want to do this. You've got a year. Jupiter's going to be in Scorpio until November 8th of next year. You've got a year to maybe create a game plan and to go deep within and find your personal soul-devised answers to move through into that space within this year. Right?
Absolutely. I agree with everything you said. That was perfect.
Thank you. Considering I've been away and I've been swamped, that's good. But tonight, what's going on, which is really cool, is that Mars has moved into Libra and the Sun is a whisper away from going into Scorpio and joining Jupiter and Mercury. Okay, over the next couple of days, it's going to be amazing. So what we're saying is going to mean more to you that are listening over the next 72 hours, guaranteed.
Great thing.
Yes, and we still have that Grand Trident Fire in place. I love that.
You're such a fiery girl. Of course you love that.
Well, I suppose we should take some callers and see what they need tonight. Are you ready?
How about we do that? Okay.
Okay. Area code 415,
hey.
You're on here.
Hey, it's Jessica from New Jersey. Hi.
Hey girl, how are you?
I'm good. It's been an interesting October, and I guess I'm just calling about career again, which is what I called you guys about the last time I called, too. And I think you said that there was going to be some movement. I think it was middle of October or something when Jupiter shifted. Yes. I've basically just been reworking my healing business, working on the website a lot, redesigning. I haven't sort of welcomed in clients again there. And I've been on unemployment, so a part of me is still a little bit, part of me really enjoys the healing and is thinking a lot lately, oh, well, why don't I just get this to work and just do what I love, the projects I love. The other part of me is still thinking, well, maybe I still want to get a corporate job at least part-time. So, and I know I have the split thing, the Gemini, but I don't know. I guess I'm just sort of, I'm like happy, but I'm also like sort of antsy too of like what's next, you know?
But you have to remember that you have, your moon is in very early Leo. And so Jupiter's squaring you right now. The Leo part, you want to lead with the heart. But your Uranus, your planet of liberation and being more independent and creating your own thing, in your chart at 7 degrees of Scorpio, and Jupiter's going to pass over that star over the next month. So right now it is good for you to be able to enjoy the creative power of your own business. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I do. And I think you're looking for stability and security. What I think you're looking for with that.
Yeah, with finances.
Again, you have 29 degrees Mars in Taurus, so there's a certain amount of stability that you're looking for with that, okay? We were talking about this is the time for you to really transform and change and live your dream, okay, and make that choice. Because I do think that you have the opportunity to do both. But again here, I think you should focus on your dream. Live your dream. Everything is going through still at this time, your ninth house. And so this is still an educational time or an informational time, okay, for you. So here again, really, if that's what you want, live that, be that, do that. Okay, because you are a freedom-loving individual when it comes to your career, okay? Find the stability and security within yourself and your own creative techniques. Believe in yourself. Again, that Leo moon that she was talking about says act as if. Okay? I know you're a little Cancer sun. You know, you're a very sensitive creature. But you're also highly intuitive during this period of time. With that Leo moon, even though you're nervous on the inside, act as if you weren't on the outside. I can do this. Okay? And show that front with it, even though you don't feel it, show that front, and eventually you'll see that front. It will give you your boost and your self-confidence. So I agree with Aphrodite, as the bottom line is I would follow your dream. I'd follow what you want to do.
So a question about that, because I notice that I go through these cycles and I'm like really focused on my creative projects, and they always seem a little bit bittersweet, because when I'm in that creative process, and again, I don't know, I should watch how I'm speaking here, but I do want to end this pattern, if it is a pattern to end, but it seems like when I'm focused on the creativity, like, so now it's been like, you know, rebranding and redesigning my website, the money is not coming in necessarily from that business. So that's, I mean, right now I'm on unemployment. So I said, okay, well, good. You know, I mean, it's $200 a week. It's not much. But I said, okay, well, look it. Spirit's paying me to work on my business. So, I mean, that's how I look at it. So I was like, thank you. But
you're
how
being
do
sustained.
I fully enjoy the
process? You're being sustained. You're being sustained. And your business that you're working on right now with your career process is where you're going to really feel that fulfillment. So you're being sustained at this time. This is not a time, this is a time to be very careful with your money, for sure. And if you did want to go back to the corporate world or a semi-corporate world part of the time to be a consultant, I don't think anything's wrong with that. But right now, I would take this to the limit while you paid for your unemployment. So don't feel bad about that. And move when you move forward, spend this time as a precious jewel for you to recreate yourself and rebrand what you're doing and and really follow your heart. You've only got one planet in Cancer. That's your sun. You've got three, including your, and then the vertex also, all in Leo. They're giving you license. The universe is saying, okay, follow your heart, like Jacqueline just said. Absolutely. Just do it.
Is that the way that it normally goes when you're working on a creative process, that then that project is not, or that business is not bringing you money, or is that just a period that
This is you personally. We're looking at your chart. Everybody works things different. Every single chart is different. Every single person is different, even if it's a twin. There's a certain difference between each unique individual to have our own personal imprint. And so this is you. This is how you work. And yes, in the beginning, it's always that challenge. You have a 29 degrees Mars in Taurus, okay? So you have to do the work and trust. And that's the key factor here, trust that it will pay off in the future. Because what sits in your second house of personal finances, it's only ruled by Aquarius, which means your money is going to be dramatic throughout your lifetime. Okay? But it also means if you envision the future, you will find your success. That house has no planets in it when you were born. What that means to you is that in the big picture, you really don't have to worry about the finances. That's not the place where you focus. An empty house in your chart is not where you focus. So the universe takes care of those empty houses, okay? There's glitches in them here and there, but the universe naturally takes care of them. So what you need to do at this point in time is trust the process. Follow your truth. Again, have that faith. Use that fire energy to put up that presence of, yes, I can do this, like Aphrodite was talking about. Once you get sucked into it, you're good. But it's that push to get to that place. It's climbing that mountain first that you have to do to succeed. Even though you can't see what is going to lead to your success, you just know you have to climb the mountain. And that's what Aphrodite and I are talking about, because your career is taking off. With Jupiter and all these Scorpio planets going through your 10th house, your career is taking off. Which direction do you want it to go?
Perfectly said. I do feel that. And I like what you're saying. This really is the time that I am trusting more. I'll focus on that, trusting completely. Because I know I look back at all the other times that I've worked on these projects, and it's always been hurry up, hurry up. So you can make the money, you can make the money. And I was like, this time around, I was like, I don't want to do that anymore. I really enjoy creating, and I just want to sort of sit in and really be in it. So, okay, I am going to
realize by Thanksgiving. You're going to realize by Thanksgiving that it's all worth it, because Neptune, the planet of dreams, illusion, imagination, faith. Now, Neptune rules all things invisible, and faith and fear are both invisible elements. You have to remember that. And right now it's retrograde until the 22nd of November, and it starts to move forward, and you're going to start to see that your creation is beautiful. And then you're going to shift your consciousness. At that point, the planets are going to be later on in Scorpio, forming beautiful trines and blessing lines to your Cancer sun. And you're going to realize that we're telling you the right thing, you did the right thing, and you're going to be happy as a clam. Okay.
Thank you. I'm feeling like all tingles when you guys are talking. Okay, good. This is very exciting. It's more exciting than it was. I was excited before. Okay, I'll focus on trusting
you
and
enjoying.
You
keep us posted. We're here to help you and give you encouragement every step of the way, okay?
I know. I love it. I so appreciate that, and so does everybody else. So thank you.
All right, bless you. Okay.
Bye. Bless
Sweet
them.
Night. Bye. It's so hard to wait, isn't it, Jacqueline?
Yes, it is.
All right, you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 256, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Kimberly.
Hey, Kimberly.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? You sound a little bit hoarse to me.
Good. Well, I'm just getting over, I don't know if it was a cold or... I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I can hear it in your voice. Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't even sound like you. Okay.
Right. I know.
But, I know you're from Alabama, and you live where now?
I live in Tucker, Georgia now, 11-5-1970.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So did you have a question for us tonight?
Oh, yeah. My question is, I just recently applied to physician assistant school, but right now I am, I guess my question really is about transition and career. I think a couple of weeks ago I told you about my situation where I am right now, and I'm just I've been applying to other jobs, and just through I guess my chart, since my birthday is coming up, I guess my question is it a good time to be transitioning and applying to school at the same time?
Are you going to be in Tucker, Georgia for your birthday?
More than likely, yeah, I'll be in Georgia, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I want to take a look at your solo return.
Okay.
Because that will tell the tale.
Ooh. Ooh.
I knew she was going to say that. I looked at the chart, too. Go for it, girl.
Live your dream. Okay.
Yeah.
It's got some interesting fine lines to this because you do have a yod, okay, which is the finger of God, in your solar return, okay, and
okay.
It's from Saturn to Venus to your rising, and to your moon, okay. Mm-hmm. This is such a major transitional time for you in your life, especially emotionally. Everybody's going to love you this year, okay? I have to caution you about one thing, okay?
Uh-huh.
And that is you can be your own worst enemy, okay?
Mm. Okay.
Don't try to be so politically correct. This is a time
okay.
for you to be you. And to express yourself, and not to try and be the political debater. Your Mars is in conjunct Neptune, and it's going from your 12th to your 5th house. Okay, so that's the downside of this. But the beautiful side of this chart is that the Sun, Jupiter, and Venus are all in your 1st house. Okay, so what it's telling you to do is to really shift your emotions. Really follow the direction of who you are and really display to the world your truth of who you are, what you've learned, who
mm-hmm.
you know, and stand independently on your truth. Because that Saturn is just barely in, but it's in your second house of your personal values and beliefs. So it's making a stand for who you are in your belief system and really going for your dream. This is who I am, this is what I want, and this is what I'm going to do, no matter how challenging it may be. In conjunction hard. You have to really trust the process when you do an inconjunct. They're fine lines, but it's like a major challenge. It's like a hurdle in your life. It's facing your fear, okay? So as long as you face what you fear this year, you will be following what the universe wants you to and trust the
okay.
process and constraint.
Okay.
I'm sorry, what do you think, Alvin?
Something else amazing. Yes, one thing amazing that I wanted to mention to you, Kimberly, and you are very, very psychic. And what your birthday is going to bring to you this year, and it's in effect until your next birthday, by the way, you have a critical degree, well, not a critical degree, it's not an analytic degree. You have a 0-0-11-minute Gemini moon opposing Mercury on the Scorpio-Sag cusp. You want to delve deeply into every person that you deal with. You want to be an angel in earth because you're going to hear what they say, what they don't say. Be very present and very deep with everyone you meet because of all the things you're trying to do and all the transitions you're trying to make, every minute this year for you counts. Every encounter you have this year counts. And you've got a beautiful grand trine in water in your solar return chart on your birthday. Your healing ability and your imagination and the sun and the midheaven, they're all really sweet together right now, okay? And so you need to honor that part of you that is truly a very deep spirit. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And know every day matters. Everything that you're teaching and learning simultaneously in this cycle is a gift you give and a gift you receive. Okay?
Okay.
All right. You keep us posted.
And I want to say, well, I want to say one more thing about this. Remember, in this process, Jupiter is conjunct your sun. So that means this year, one of the reasons why we're talking about this year is you have a guardian angel over your shoulder. It's like you cannot fail as long as you follow yourself. Okay? So remember that this whole year.
Oh, okay. That gave me chills. Oh, my God. Okay.
I love when that happens.
Yeah, wow. That's a great aspect to have. It's an amazing one. Enjoy the journey.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you both. Have a great evening.
All right. God bless you, baby. Okay. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
What a sweet soul. Very, very nice. All right. Oh, someone we know and love to hear from us next. Hold on a second.
All right.
Diana.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you so much for the beautiful bouquet of flowers you sent me on my FB page, but I was driving. I couldn't respond.
I always think of you as my teachers, and you've been so kind to me for 4 years, maybe 3 to 4 years. So I constantly pester you every week to give me hope. This week is going to be a really tough week, and I'm afraid. So I wanted to call to find out what you see, whether I will be able to have someone assist me in this matter, or whether everything will finalize on, you know, midweek, and I'll be without roots.
Well, let me tell you something.
First of all, don't...
Jupiter is heading for you. Jupiter, the gift bringer of the zodiac, is moving in on your Mercury, and you are an interpreter. Mercury's planet perception, communication, and you are a language aficionado. And Jupiter and the Sun are both heading towards your Mercury this week. And I think that you're still going to feel the stress because it's all you've known for a long time. But as Jacqueline would say, if you can keep the faith and know that now is the time you're going to move into where you need to be. Am I crazy, Jacqueline? Do you see that too?
No. I think you're absolutely correct. Okay. There's a lot of transitions going on, and this is the time of shifting for you again. As you know, your life shifts again. Don't fear the shift. Don't fall into despair. Okay? This is a time where she was talking about, and Mercury is conjunct your Mercury right now. Okay? This is the perfect time for transitioning, for looking at a different perspective in the same situation. And here again, remember one thing. I was talking about the beautiful conjunction that's happening Kimberly's chart. And remember, she's only 3 days difference than you. So again here, that same Sun-Jupiter conjunction is still going to be in place with you. So remember, you have a guardian angel over your shoulder. What you so choose to physically put your mind on and think about, and how you think about it, is really going to transform and change your outer world. The universe has an open door to you right now, and it's saying, hey, what do you desire? What do you want? Let me give it to you. So whatever comes out of your mind is what it's going to give to you. So it's time to change your perspective. Okay, this is what I desire, this is what I want, this is where I need to be. again, it's that psychological change that's going to shift the rest of it. I know because you have a Capricorn moon. Okay. I mean,
no.
Capricorn. You have a Venus in Capricorn. So I know that with that Venus in Capricorn, what happens is that you want physical proof before you'll put your heart into it because it's Venus. Okay. And the universe is saying, no, trust us, and you'll get the physical proof later. So, again, here, it goes back to changing your perspective. Call it out and wait for it. I know it's going to come. I know it's going to happen. I'm just calling out for it, and I'm changing my perspective. Don't go into despair because things are changing in your favor no matter how you look at it, whether you do anything or not. With this Jupiter aspect, this year is a transformation for your own betterment because it's going to be conjunct your sun. The greatest benefactor in our zodiac is going to be conjunct your sun all year long.
Thanks, Jackie. I am asking an authority figure to postpone something, to vacate a decision and postpone something, hopefully until the new year hits, so that I can sort through the difficulties and recover an asset that has been lost for 4 years. Do you feel that they will grant me that postponement, or something better will happen other than that?
I think they will, and I'll tell you why. Saturn is only in Capricorn, where your Venus is, which Jacqueline just mentioned, every 29 to 30 years, okay? Now, it's going to be there a few days before Christmas. So Saturn in the outer wheel often does indicate an authority figure or somebody in the know. So I think you're going to be sustained. Do I think you're going to be able to go through this without a lot of anxiety? Not until, as Jacqueline pointed out, you change your perspective. Now, everything, if you're going to believe in the divine, you have to believe in the divine's order of things and how you are sustained. Knowing your ethics and your integrity, I can't imagine it happening any other way, Deanna. I can't imagine it. Okay? So you're fine.
Thank you very much.
And I think you've been working your game, and I think that that's going to work out, and that's really good for you. Now, because of Jupiter being in Scorpio, it's only there every 12 years. So this is going to be a really magical year for you.
Oh, I hope. I really hope. I need to spread my wings and, you know, feel that I can fly and not flop. But
right.
Thank you for being there. And welcome back to Roanoke. And welcome back to
school. Oh, yes. All my kitties listening. I've been getting all kinds of cuddles and purrins and playtime since I got back.
Thank you. I watched your video with Bernard Alvarez. I was trying to find something else on your website. I couldn't find that, but I found that, and that was really nice.
Oh, okay. Well, I have a couple of small videos I did earlier this year. They're on my FB page under Inner Mysteries Profile, which is actually the name of my company. But I'll send you a link for that because I have your email. I will send you a link for that.
Thank you very much, and I want to keep on listening. Blessings to both of you. Welcome home, both of you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You want me to keep you on hold?
Yes, please do.
You got it, girl.
Got a hug.
Big hug.
Blessings.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. I'm getting too much help from Grayson. Grayson, move your butt over there. One of my cats. Oh, they're all darlings. Okay, let's see here. I'm trying to find the one that's supposed to be next, but they may have signed off. I don't see them. Okay, I'll go to the next one. Area code 201, you're on the air.
Hi, Aphrodite and Jackie. How are you? This is Jacqueline.
Good, how are you?
I'm good. Hey. Well, you know, I just want to update. This is Jackie. My birthday is 1/5/1965.
All right, then. Let's take a look. the Capricorns and Scorpios are going through a great deal of change right now. For many reasons. Do you still live in Pennsylvania, Jackie?
No, I'm in New Jersey.
Okay. What city?
You're from London, England, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Oh, I have somebody here from Derby, Pennsylvania. That's weird. We tried again.
Yeah. January 5th, 1965. I think you had the January 2nd one.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if I called in on another phone, but I'm the one that's from the UK, and I didn't know my time of birth.
Right.
I can't find her on here. That's weird. All right, just give me the data. I can't find it on my system at all. So, Jack.
Okay, it's 1965, United Kingdom.
London, England.
Yes, London, England.
And we don't have a time.
No, I don't.
No.
Okay. It's all right.
All I know is that I'm a
no problem. Okay. All righty then.
And so you had a question for us tonight?
Well, I'm looking to do some other things and move, and I definitely want to do something different with my career, or at least with my personal time. My time is being pulled into many different directions, and I just want to see what's coming up in terms of my finances.
Where are you going to move to?
I want to move to my mother's house. It's not far. Less than a mile away. It's just a big financial jump for me because of some circumstances.
And where do you live now?
I still live in New Jersey, northern New Jersey.
Okay, got it.
Sorry about that.
That's for me. I'm in the shower.
They're always calling.
What do you plan on doing as far as your career?
Well, I'm still teaching, but I do my own business. I want to do import and export, and after I get settled in.
Okay. That sounds like an admirable goal. Okay.
I think you can do it.
I just want to move first.
And you are setting, and Aphrodite said in the beginning, and she started off with, that you are setting a new foundation, okay? And whenever you go through a transformation and change, because your Cancer's in your 8th house, every time, your vertex is in Cancer. What happens is every time you go through a transformation and change, you go running home, okay, to make that transformation and change, because that's where your security and safety lies, okay? However, this is a big transformation and change. Saturn only once every 29 years goes through Capricorn. Okay, so and it's getting ready to go into your sign. Saturn and Capricorn have their wonderful kinship. Okay, because Saturn is the planet for Capricorn. What this does when it goes and doubly charges itself in your sun sign is it truly makes it to where you do have the power to really transform and change. This is the one thing that I really like about Capricorns is when Saturn goes through their sign, because the Capricorn energy really enjoys and really puts their nose to the grindstone towards their truth. Okay, and your career is crucially important to you. The downside, you're highly independent. I like you having your own business and not teaching for somebody else. However, you also do have a Mars in Virgo, which means you rely on other people sometimes too much for your security and safety when you are working. Okay, I strongly suggest that you take your own power and you work this, because you've got everything. You've got a Mercury in Sagittarius, which is a great negotiator for foreign exchange or being that middleman type person. And having your own business is a great thing. But I think you really need to dedicate yourself to it and trust yourself in this process. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, Jackie, I think you should have done this like 60 days ago. You know, Saturn's still in Sag, and it's on your Venus-Mercury conjunction, and that's where you need to be international. I totally go with that. And there's still a beautiful trine between Saturn, even though it's past those planets, to the transiting North Node in Leo. If you follow your heart, you can do no wrong here, okay? Jupiter is basically in Scorpio, and it's not helping you as much as I'd like it to be helping you, so that's okay. But more importantly, Pluto, the planet of power, life, death, and rebirthing, hadn't been in Capricorn since the Revolutionary War in this country. And it's still sitting on your sun sign within 2 degrees, okay? This is a time for you to claim your power through inheritance. And that's exactly what you're doing. And Pluto is not even trine to your Mars yet. So the next 6 months are absolutely following the trail, taking it one step at a time, being very detail-oriented. Don't jump and make a great change until what you said, make the move first, okay? And once you make that move, that feeling of whatever you inherited from your mom or your dad or your parents or from your lineage is going to make a big difference in how you move forward, okay? So I think you're good to go, but pace yourself. Don't feel everything's an emergency, right?
Right, and that's how work feels. And unfortunately, like you said, I have to be dependent on other people for information, and they usually try to hold it back. So, and I hate that because I do like to take control of my own, you know, what I need to do, but I'm dependent on other people. I don't like to be. I think I waste too much energy trying to figure out what they're going to do. It's like a game of mental chess.
Yes, it is.
And
You can be good at that.
I do.
Okay.
I do want to take my inheritance back.
Yep. And it's your time to do that. And I have to tell you, I wish I had a time of birth on you because I could look at it much more succinctly. But even with what I'm just seeing, with setting you up at dawn and your solar chart and looking at this, there's certain things you can't depend on when we don't have a time. Like we don't know where the moon is actually because the moon moves 1 degree every 2.5 hours. Right now it's holding at about 10 degrees Aquarius. But we don't really know exactly where it is. We know it's in Aquarius no matter what time of the day you were born, but we don't know where. And also your vertex or your electric ascendant, which Jacqueline mentioned, that formula does involve the ascendant. So we can't be extremely certain about that either. However, the planets that Jacqueline was telling you about, especially with your Mars and Virgo, you can be very independent because both your Venus and your Mercury in Sag, but your Mars in Virgo indicates that you do want to be to help me. You do want to step in with other people. You do want to coordinate. You do want to exercise that on your own terms. But the people that you're working with tend to take away your independence, which tends to, the word they're giving me, it makes you, what's the word? Despondent in a way, okay? It feels like kind of wearing a heavy blanket when it's too warm. But Mars has been in Virgo. It just went into Libra tonight, okay? So things are going to shift again. So don't let the past overshadow your vision, the future, which I think Jacqueline already mentioned. I think you're moving in the right direction. Pace yourself. You can be very detail-oriented in one aspect, and as far as depending on other people and you don't know what they're thinking, what they're doing, try and keep yourself in the present as much as you can until you can make that shift and you get moved, okay?
Okay. Okay. And see, the dependency also could be on my family for support, my immediate family, because they think I could do everything on my own, which some of it I can, but not when they expect me to be in a million and one places at once, you know?
And so you have to give them a reality check and say, you know, excuse me, but I am wearing a body right now. I can only be in one place at a time. As spiritual as you are, okay, physically you can only be in one place at a time. You can only handle one phone call at a time. You know, you can't be talking to five people on the phone. You can't do that. So you just need to basically, again, allow yourself to do things in your own personal divine order. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Keep us posted. Many blessings
surely
to you on your path.
Thank you. I appreciate it, ladies.
All right. God bless.
Namaste.
Goodness. Namaste. A lot of stress there for sure. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Okay. 203, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. My name is Anne from Connecticut, from Waterbury. And, yeah, you should have my data. It's February 7th, 1952.
Don't have it.
Okay.
Is it Anne or Anna?
It's Anne. Anne and E.
Oh, an E. Got it. Let's take a look. No?
Oh.
And what was your birth date again?
2-7-1952, New York, New York, 8:58 p.m.
And do you still live there?
No. I'm in Connecticut now.
And what city?
Waterbury. Waterbury.
I know it. It's, the traffic there is terrible.
Oh, yeah.
And what questions do you have for us tonight?
Excuse me?
Go ahead, Jacqueline.
Okay. So what did you want to know tonight?
Well, since my rising is Libra, figuring this is probably good for me, but I have Mars in Scorpio, so I'm like, I don't know.
You also have Saturn in Libra in your first house.
It's also opposing my seventh house, you know, relationships. So,
sometimes opposites attract. You never know.
I know. I've been with many an Aries.
Just don't jump in the deep end, okay, babe? You probably have. Oh, boy, I'm loving this. I'm loving Mars going over your ascendant. Wow.
Mm.
Jupiter approaching your Mars?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. The first thing I saw in this, okay, since you're talking about the love life thing, okay, is the South Node is transiting through your fifth house of romance and dating, where your sun lies, and it is conjunct your sun.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be surprised if somebody from your past returns, okay?
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to say that that's the one you should jump all over, okay?
Okay.
Because here again, I think they're returning so that you could have an understanding of what that relationship was all about. Aphrodite was talking about that Mars is passing into here this week, your first house in Libra. Okay?
Right.
So this is a time, girl. Relationships, relationships, relationships. Go for your dream. Don't go for the past, is what I'm going to say. Because the attraction here with Venus transiting through your first house, you can attract the right individual. As long as you don't go back to your old habits from the past.
Okay, so you're
what do you
saying...
think,
I'm not hearing part of that clearly. You're saying an older relationship, a previous relationship?
Previous relationship. Relationship from your past will probably return.
And if the person's not present, okay, Anne, you have to look at what ghosts, what skeletons you have in your closet. It's almost Halloween, so I had to say it that way. But the really great thing that's happening is Mercury sitting on your Mars. Now, have you been talking to somebody?
Only in spirit.
Okay. Well, again, that's probably a very interesting and deep dialogue. Okay? So you need to listen to your own thoughts, if you can follow me on this. I know it sounds kind of strange, but listen to your own thoughts. Don't just let them run through unbridled. Grab your thoughts as they come through, as Jacqueline pointed out, about your relationship from the past. I don't think you mind making a mistake. You just don't want to make the same one again. Okay? And that being said, I really feel that you want to have a relationship, but you can only be in a relationship with someone that really honors your independence. If you try and do it any other way, it is going to backfire. Okay?
Well, that's
you're
why,
traditional as far as your commitment.
This person,
because
this person would have been good because his moon is in Aquarius, and my moon is on his sun in Cancer. So, but it didn't work out, so, and I haven't heard, so I don't know.
Okay. So what you need to look is you need to look at the tenacity of that relationship on a deep psychological level, because Jupiter's passing over your Mars over the next week and a half, okay, in Scorpio.
Okay.
So really, really try and look at that relationship and its interactions almost like you were an angel in the corner. See yourself with this person in dialogue and in exchange and reevaluate it on a deeper level where there's not guilt, there's not shame, there's not anybody being wrong. It was just what it was. You can't change one moment past, only this moment and every moment that comes forward. But I think there's some things you can learn from the past relationship through your own perception and contemplation, and I think it's going to help you. The way your chart's set up, somebody new could be coming in that would have a lot of those person's traits that could be very, very good for you, like, as Jacqueline pointed out. So I think you're on the right track of knowing what you need and desire. But your Cancer moon, that Cancer moon you really want to nurture, but it opposes your Venus and Capricorn. So you don't want, again, to be a victimized person in a relationship. You don't want to be giving all the nurturing and all the support when you need your independence and you want someone to stand there with you. You have a very complicated chart for relationships, my dear, and that's why you've been having so much trouble. But, again, the divine has not forgotten you. And as Jacqueline would say, I'm going to let her say it. It's about faith. Go ahead, girl.
Have faith. Trust the process.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you very much.
You're giving it so much attention. This is to your benefit spiritually. You'll be fine, hon, and you will end up happy. But it's important for you. There's a reason that the Temple of Delphi still stands saying, know thyself. You can't really, really give yourself completely to another person until you're sure of what, as Jacqueline pointed out, you desire. Okay?
Right. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Keep us posted, okay?
I'm just going to listen. Thank you.
Okay, I'll keep you on hold. No problem. Okay. Isn't that an amazing chart? Oh, my goodness.
Love it.
We're weird. The more complicated, the more we're, like, stimulated. Right, Jacqueline?
Exactly. The more complicated, the more you look like, ooh, I like that one.
All right, we probably have time for one more. Let's go for it.
How about we do that?
Area code 785, you're on the air.
Hi. Hi, my name's Teresa, and I'm not sure if you guys have my information or not. It's Carissa with a C, C-A-R-I-S-S-A, and then April 27th, 1976, at 4:24 in the morning in Champaign, Urbana, Illinois.
And do you still live there?
No. No, they left when I was 6 months old, so I never really was there.
Well, where do you live now? Oh, you're a long way from home. Okay. Got it.
Well, actually, this is where we came when I was 6 months, so this is my home.
But it changes your birth chart dramatically. Yeah, but it changes your birth chart dramatically. So that's important.
Oh, well, so, but I was born in Champaign, Urbana, Illinois, so wouldn't that be my birth chart?
No, because what happens when you move to a location, it takes you 13 lunar months to adjust to the new energy grid. So what the computer does, it takes a picture of the heavens in Boulder when you were born in Illinois. So after you were there when you were a little kid and that 13th month passed, you are now in a new biogrid. So all the planets are in the same signs, but they inhabit different houses. And the houses is where the action takes place. So you have the same gifts, but you'd use them very differently where you are now than where you were born.
I've never heard anybody say this before, but I guess maybe I don't go into specifics about being only 6 months when I come to Boulder, Colorado.
Well, your natal chart is going to be your natal chart. It's going to be your natal chart. Okay. There is a, you know, you do have certain traits that the natal chart will carry wherever you go. However, by moving to a different location, it adds a secondary chart to it. And it forms a different flavor in your personality, is what she's trying to say. They both work in conjunction with each other. You never completely lose your natal chart. But you also, when you move, gain a whole entire another chart and add a different aspect to your personality. That makes sense to
and
you?
And is this every time I've moved? Like, so I lived in...
Yep.
Baltimore for 9 months, and
yeah,
I
it has to be 13 months for you to really completely adjust to the new energy grid. You have to go through every cycle of the new and full moon to reset your bio clock. Like when you were born, you had 27 degrees of Pisces on the ascendant, so you're on the Pisces-Aries cusp.
Yeah.
Where you are right now, okay, you have 28 degrees and 57 minutes of Aquarius. You're on the Aquarius Pisces cusp. So it's a very different energy as far as your natural soul vibration. So you have to remember that you are infinite. You've probably been here many, many times on this planet called Earth. And what happens is when you change your location, different parts of your soul awaken and meet the challenge of being there at this time and in this space and in this place, where you can deliver what you've promised before you were ever conceived. Does that make sense to you?
Kinda.
Maybe not.
I mean, I guess I'd have to like listen to this again, but I can. I mean, I know that moving has changed me.
Yes,
it will.
And it's good because those experiences create your matrix, you know. And in this chart, you get some amazing things going on where you live now. That I am seeing here. What do you see, Jacqueline, right off the bat? There's some cool stuff going on in here. Oh, my God.
Well, again, what I'm going to say about this is that you have Neptune natally in your ninth house of long-distance travel. So, but for you, naturally, you had to travel in your lifetime to live your dream. Okay? No question
yeah.
about that. So this is all divinely a part of your intertwined journey on this earth.
You're a very mixed blend. You have several planets in Taurus and several planets in Aries. So you're a fire-earth energy, which means you need to be inspired, but you also need to be grounded and feel your own personal value in the body you're wearing, okay, which is interesting. Now, are you in a relationship now?
Yes.
Because Venus is sitting on your Pluto, and Mars is heading there over the next week and a half. So right now there's some things about relationships with people, not necessarily just one, but many, where you're going to try and find a different form of peace. Okay. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I think it's a rebalancing time for you. I agree with her with that. Because all of this stuff is we're just at the beginning stages of a bunch of oppositions for you, a bunch of rebalancing. So those oppositions are balance bars, okay? And with all your Aries-Taurus energy, having the Libra-Scorpio energy opposing it, it's like this whole rebalancing time for you, you to really reevaluate, rebalance your life, really reevaluate and look where you want to go at this point in time. I'm sure you'll feel it with this relationship that you're involved in, that you'll have second thoughts about certain things and questions.
Yeah.
Do, okay? Don't move quickly. Move very slowly. But look at it, reevaluate during the next couple of months, and then towards we're gonna have a Mercury retrograde in December. I think it's December 4th to the 24th or something, right in that general area. I think you're gonna find your answers out more then than now. So really look within yourself of what you want and question the outer world, and I think you'll find the answers will come in a matter of a couple months, what you're looking for.
Relationship-wise, though, right? Or, well, no, you did say it doesn't have to be love.
Now, it can be family. It can be other people that you value, okay? So you were born with Jupiter kissing your sun in Taurus, okay? And
right.
Taurus is the earth sign that's ruled by Venus, the planet of love. So you have two benefactors involved in your solar light. They both oppose Uranus, which is the planet of freedom, and catastrophes and lightning bolts and hurricanes and epiphanies. They're in opposition to that, and Jupiter is going to magnify that opposition. Now, when you have an opposition, it's different than a square. It gives you choices. You're going to be presented with something, and you can either embrace it or push it off, okay? So, as Jacqueline said, take your time. This is a fixed opposition. Really take your time and really consider and contemplate your situations with relationships, and the relationships that have some meaning for you on a soul level, because Jupiter and Mercury and the Sun and soon Venus are going to be moving through your eighth house. Of whatever you've established inside yourself as far as your subconscious security and passion on a very deep level, allow yourself to go through this. This is a rebirthing for you, my dear. Okay? Allow yourself to go through it. And if you need us, you call us. Jack and I are seeing all this. We'll help you. Okay?
Okay. Okay, yeah, I feel like
all
I'm
right.
already going through that now. So, but.
Yeah, and again, walk softly. And you can carry a big stick, but you don't need to use it, all right?
Okay.
Okay. You have a sweet night, and hopefully we'll be
Thank
talking to you,
you
next week. We're already off the air, but okay, God bless. All right.
Thank you very
The people
much.
That are holding on, let's tell them where they can find us, Jacqueline.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110, or both on Facebook. Let us know that you found us on Facebook and you found us on Blog Talk. You know, we'll friend you. And we're here for you always. You can reach either one of us if you have a question and we're not on the air. And hopefully we'll see you next Sunday night from 6 to 7. And we're happy to serve you.
Have a good week.
All right. God bless you all. Bye.